everyone. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. And I wanted to tell you guys a little bit of, like, what my Valentine's Day looks like, how I plan for it, what I think about, and also just a little bit about kids' candy. So y'all know that kids come home with little boxes of them hearts and all kinds of candy and stuff. Guys, put it on your plan. Here's what we know about kids' candy, and here's what we know about all Halloween candy. It's got a shelf life like you wouldn't fucking believe. So if you did not put candy on your plan, do not eat it today. You can have it tomorrow. Just put it on your plan tomorrow. Love yourself enough to put it on the plan and have it in a way that feels like self-love, not in a way that's just like, well, let me just have some because. Like, just eating because it's that time of year, or that same old doo-doo thought of, well, I don't know when they'll have this again. Who gives a shit? It's got an amazing shelf life. Save it for tomorrow. How I celebrate Valentine's Day, we don't do a lot here. So y'all know that, you know, my husband is Mr. Romantic and all the things. Back in the day when he was trying to woo the queen, I would get tons of flowers, the balloons, and the candy. And it was so bad that he would send me flowers and stuff that my two best friends that worked, both of them were in our wedding, they worked with me. And each of them had just broke up with someone. And they, I remember them saying, you know, Valentine's Day is going to suck. You're going to get like all these gifts and all these things. We're not going to get anything. And I mean, for like a week, I had to hear it and they were up my ass. Well, and one of them is in the tribe. So if she listens to this video, she will know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, I told Chris, I was like, all right, please don't send me anything. I don't want Laurie and Tawana feeling bad. You know, can we just, you know, don't worry about it. We'll celebrate on our own. It'll be fine. Valentine's Day rolls around. Next thing I know, there's like two dozen roses, a teddy bear the size of my, you know, entertainment center, balloons. Like, it was like a literal Valentine's Day vomit fest all over my desk. And so they're both like looking at me. Well, also was a dozen roses for each of them, where he had not only sent me a bunch of stuff, but he sent both of them roses too. And he had wrote the sweetest card inside of it that talked about just how, like, them being such a special part of my life brought joy and love to his life, and that he wanted them to know that he appreciated them just for how they are with me. And, of course, they both start crying. And I'm just going to tell you, until that moment, neither one of them had much nice to say about Chris Crabtree. Well, they start bawling. They come around, and they're like, don't you ever break up with him, and all the things. So that was probably one of the most special Valentine's Days that I've ever had. That was when we first started dating. We had started dating in October, and that was the following February. But nowadays, we're like two old married people. We may or may not go to dinner. If we do, we'll go do the same dinner, the same glass of wine and the same beer that we do every other date night. I will say that I feel like, you know, I tease Chris all the time. I look at him and go, I'm not your best friend, because you know you're my best friend, right? I do that to him like a religion. I am the biggest kid when I'm at home. Like, I'm all serious with you guys, but at home, I am like pushing 14 max. So anyway, I don't think we'll do anything super special, because I feel like we get to have a very special relationship. And Valentine's Day, like, I think it's great if you celebrate it, but I don't feel like we have to. I feel like I spend my time in my relationship with my husband thinking about him every single day in ways that are full of love. And one of the things that I wish for all of you guys is that for your Valentine's Day, if you have someone in your life that you treasure, that you spend more time thinking about how much you love them versus if they get you something or don't. Like, the feeling of love is not going to come from flowers, and it's not going to come from cards, and it's not going to come from that stuff. Think about the person that you love, and think about how they typically express love. Think about the little things. You know, Chris doesn't do the flowers and stuff anymore. But I tell you what he does do. He works very hard for PNP. In fact, right now when I'm shooting this video, he's up in his office. I can hear the little tick, 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 because he types so loud. He takes care of little things around the house, the unspoken things. Like if Logan and I run out of pens or something, we don't ever have to like go and order them ourselves. Amazon just delivers them. I know how he shows love. And for me, so that I get to feel appreciated, so I get to feel loved, I get to feel treasured, I put my brain to work on going to look for the ways he expresses love and makes that mean he loves me. I don't wait for him to do it the way that I want him to do it. If it was my way, we'd be spending every minute up each other's ass, having long, ridiculous conversations. He'd always be telling me all the things, and I would have gifts galore. But that's not what like allows him to feel like he's loving me. And I wouldn't want somebody to have to sit there and try to love me in a way that doesn't fill their love tank. So I think one of the best things that we can do on Valentine's Day is just to remember the most important thing when it comes to relationships is acknowledging the ways that someone does love us and put your brain to work on finding that. If you do that, you get to feel the love. They get to enjoy loving you in their own way. And you get to feel like Valentine's Day is every day. Okay. I hope that helps you. Have an amazing Valentine's Day and feel the love.